Journalists often report on the deaths of people they've never met. We report their names. We add up the numbers. This week on Mississippi's Gulf Coast, NPR's Scott Simon went to the funeral of someone who is one name among those who died in Hurricane Katrina to try to get a sense of the life she lived before the storm.
We saw the obituary for 81-year-old Miss Emma Anita Wagner Seals of Pass Christian, Mississippi, in the Sun-Herald newspaper here. She was a force of nature, said the paper, which has seen the force of nature close up over these last few weeks. Miss Anita, as she was known, was married to an Air Force man and cursed like a sailor. She cheered for the Atlanta Braves and cursed all politicians. She took in stray animals, gave money to the Humane Society, the VFW, and aid and comfort to those she considered real public servants, soldiers, police and fire personnel, highway patrolmen, and emergency workers. She and her husband, Jimmy Seals, who died 11 years ago, never had children, and she said, "God has put me here to take care of his animals." She stayed behind to care for her dogs and cats, some in her house, others that came to visit, even a neighborhood raccoon, when the swirl and surge of Hurricane Katrina churned through. 25 people gathered under a corrugated tin roof in the middle of the Veterans Cemetery in Biloxi.
We welcome you here today to the National Cemetery. The grounds that you see now have been ravaged by Katrina. They will be green again, and it will be pretty again.
Two Hancock County ambulances pulled up. Four paramedics in short-sleeved blue shirts stepped out. Angie Lewis, Kristen Birch, Louise Brown, and Tay McCueves often looked in on Miss Anita, and she returned the favor.
She was the most unbelievable woman. We used to go take care of her. I met her when I was in paramedic school.
Yeah.
If we hadn't heard from her, we would ask each other all the time, even before the storm, "Have you seen Miss Seals? Have you talked to her?" We'd go check on her periodically.
She apparently stayed to be with her animals. Mm-hmm. Is that pretty much what you would have expected?
You wouldn't have expected anything less from her.
She was here to take care of all of us.
The ambulance workers took the sign from the home in which Miss Anita lived and brought it to their station house.
They've got the number off the street of her house that has, in loving memory, in her name, 345 Minch Avenue.
To travel around South Mississippi these days is to glimpse what can almost seem the whimsy of life, death, and destruction. Huge casinos are smashed to smithereens. Single soda cans survive inexplicably intact. Among the mourners was a woman named Lilo Harris. She'd grown up with Emma Anita Wagner in Wiesbaden, Germany, and now Lilo Harris was sobbing and shaking in front of Anita Seals' Air Force blue coffin. She hadn't known until she read the local newspaper that the swirl of life had left her only miles from her oldest friend.
Since I was 6 years old, she was 6 years old.
You knew her back in Germany?
Sure. We went to school together. She dated an American, I dated an American. And then I lost completely track of that. So there she was 20 miles away from me for 50 years. It's hard to believe.
Because Miss Anita had a vampish accent and long black hair, which she kept dyed unwaveringly dark, some of the children who lived in Pass Christian thought she was a witch. Natalie Krimsky's family moved next door from Nevada, and Natalie made common cause with Miss Anita.
Her accent made me realize that I wasn't the only outsider here, and we became friends immediately. She taught me how to cuss. Actually, she was the first adult I ever cussed around.
She loved the Air Force?
Oh, yeah. She loved the military and the police and the fire department, everyone that took care of the people, yeah. Americans. She didn't think the government did. She thought that everybody was crooked.
Were you worried about her when the storm was coming?
Yes. When we found out that it was a Category 5, we knew that we had to leave. I tried calling her, and the phone kept ringing and ringing. And I knew that she was stubborn. I knew that she would stay for her animals.
She had survived other hurricanes in that house. So while Natalie Krimsky and her husband drove away, Miss Anita stayed.
When I was driving away and we were going up north away from the storm, I just kept thinking that this is the one force of nature that could beat her, because she was, and Miss Anita was, unstoppable, and it would have to take something like this.
Miss Emma Anita Wagner Seals of Pass Christian, Mississippi, was 81 years old. The animals she died caring for are presumably gone too. Natalie Krimsky went through the remnants of some of Miss Anita's possessions just the other day and found an organ donor card. How typical, she thought. After Katrina had passed and the dead had been buried, Miss Anita would have wanted to keep giving. I'm Scott Simon in Gulfport, Mississippi.
Scott will be back here next week. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.